Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day begins with a mix of sunshine and clouds across Israel. It's a pleasant morning in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem experiences slightly cooler temperatures. Down south, Eilut enjoys a warm start to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports 3 hours ago that Israel held direct hostage talks with Hamas, with the Prime Minister's approval. Also, Ynet notes from 5 hours ago that 6 months into the Iran war, the nuclear threat persists and disruptions in Hormuz continue. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF launched strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon following a drone attack on Israeli troops. Separately, a story from JTA 6 hours ago highlights ELL's wartime resilience, working under threats of airstrikes and bombs. And finally, Australian Jewish News mentions from 54 minutes ago that the ECAJ welcomes the postponement of Youssef's tour, noting Australia gains nothing from such comedy. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, announced earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the Gaza Support Center in Kiryat Gat due to recent Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli territories. Belaz News reported that Israel, with the Prime Minister's approval, ordered Dutch diplomats to leave Israel following the trade ban enactment. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Israel engaged in direct hostage negotiations with Hamas, approved by the Prime Minister. The talks were led by the then Shin Bet chief, Ronan Bar. These discussions began after October 7th and continued until 2025. The public now learns of these meetings as a result of recent censorship allowances. These talks may have significant implications for future diplomatic efforts. Turning to the situation with Iran, Ynet highlights the ongoing challenges, including nuclear threats and disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz. Despite Qatar's diplomatic efforts, Washington maintains a firm stance against negotiations. The prolonged conflict wears down U.S. forces, impacting regional stability and global oil markets. Meanwhile, in southern Lebanon, the IDF strikes on Hezbollah targets follow a drone attack on Israeli troops overnight. This operation, reported by JNS, underscores rising tensions along the border. The IDF's response aims to deter further aggression, but the situation remains volatile for civilians in the region. In aviation news, JTA shines a light on El Al's resilience during wartime. Despite the risks of airstrikes, the airline continued operations. This underlines the dedication of its staff, supporting Israel's connectivity during challenging times. Finally, the Australian Jewish News reports that the ECAJ is pleased with the postponement of Youssef's comedy tour. This move aligns with efforts to prevent potentially offensive content from reaching Australian shores, reflecting broader cultural sensitivities. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Jerusalem Bank, in partnership with Remitly, has launched a financial service for foreign workers and their employers. This service simplifies salary transfers directly to workers' bank accounts, enhancing financial access for the workforce. Separately, Walla Business brings attention to the financial strain on parents in border communities. Many hoped for reduced daycare costs, yet they are now facing unexpected double charges, impacting family budgets. And finally, KTEC highlights a new study on the economic impact of reservists. The average cost to the economy is estimated at 53,000 shekels per month, marking a 10% increase from previous figures. This raises questions about economic sustainability during extended reserve deployments. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.